This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You are on Saturday Magazine Joy 94.9 with Macca and David Allen. It is 10:16. It's a nice day. It's going to be sunny, so if you've got solar on your roof, watch that energy going back into the grid. Our first guest is Evie Potter from the Victorian Pride Lobby. Good morning, Evie. How are you today?
Good, thank you. How are you, Macca?
Look, I can't complain. Well, I can, but Paul won't let me. He says it becomes monotonous. And my co-host today is David Allen.
Good morning, Evie.
What would you like to talk about today, Evie?
Well, I've got a list. There's a lot of things. There's a lot of things to talk about this week. I think what would be great to talk about is unfortunately some bad news that happened this month, which you would probably know about, which is the decision by FINA, which is the governing body for swimming worldwide, to exclude trans women from elite women's competitions. So it's an incredibly disappointing decision. It goes against all available advice from those whom this decision will impact the most. And, you know, us as a community group, we're really worried about the precedent it's going to set for other sports to follow, and the precedent that it's already sports are following without hesitation and without any insight in what the consequences are. And it's very important for us in the community to elevate the voices of trans women in particular in talking about why this is such a catastrophic decision.
So FINA are saying it's based on science. Is that the same science that says the earth is flat?
Look, that's a great question. But it's certainly not based on any science. Well, there's no, the science that, you know, trans women and people who are concerned about the welfare of people who have transitioned has continually said that there's no material benefit for them participating in community sports and at an elite level. And this is borne out with every elite trans athlete that has participated, and non-binary athletes too. I just wanted to quote Mama Alto of Transgender Victoria, who put it in her statement this week. She said that the decision will create inequality, disadvantage and barriers to trans people based on their financial, geographic and socio-political situation. And that's a really tragic outcome. If you read the actual judgment from FINA, it says only women who have not undergone male puberty cannot participate in these elite sports. And unbelievably few children, if at all, have access to those kind of procedures, and would, like, that would make them eligible. So it's clear this is a ban on trans women altogether as a whole. This is an outright decision to exclude trans women.
Evie, this is something I've discussed at length with a lot of my queer friends this week, and one thing that just came across loud and clear in every discussion was there's vast amounts of misinformation on this subject being pumped out from every possible angle, including by FINA themselves. Can you recommend places where people can go to just get the facts on this one? Because they seem to be so obscured, deliberately obscured, rather, all the time.
Yeah, so, I mean, the main reason why these facts are obscured is specifically because trans people are not getting a voice. They're not getting the platform that they need to talk about this. You know, I don't want to get too into the specifics of the policies as they've been widely discussed, but, you know, as a representative of the lobby and someone who's deeply passionate about, you know, queer Victorians in community sports, these kind of policy decisions inevitably impact community sports. And I think that's the best way to sort of be on the front foot to understand what it means to have trans players in the community. You know, they're so, elite policymakers are often out of touch with how everyone enjoys their sports in their community. And I've played alongside trans players. I played against trans players. And just to see people playing, you know, in sports as their true self and enjoying all that benefit it brings, if anything, that's the most educational sort of way to do it. Go to community sports. You know, learn about this from those people. Go to your community football clubs. The Vic Pride Lobby also has a lot of information that I will be talking about later in this segment. And also, just even athletes that are talking about it on the ABC. There's also some resources on Transgender Victoria that is talking about just the impact that these kind of policies will have.
So a major problem in Australia in particular has been the news coverage of trans people in sports. As soon as this announcement was made by FINA, The Age ran with the idea that The Age ran with expert opinion saying that this was something that had been done by FINA based more on opinion than emotion than on actual science. The Herald Sun this morning has pumped out an article saying that it is absolutely based on science and absolutely not in response to Leah Thomas in particular, the world-class swimmer who has largely been at the forefront of this discussion. Do you think work needs to be done on the media code around how trans people are represented in Australia? Because at the moment, it's literally to the point where you can publish anything you want so long as it's in the opinion section.
Oh, gosh. I have a lot of thoughts on this in particular. It's something that we've struggled and sort of talked about quite a lot in various aspects of the struggle for trans rights. You know, you might remember a couple of years ago, it was all about scare campaigns about trans women using toilets, for example, conversation that I think most trans people are extremely tired of hearing about. And it's always using that thin edge of the wedge to scare people if they're not appropriately informed, or to sort of get that sort of that scare tactic under their skin. I think after this federal election, they've noticed that that doesn't necessarily work with the average person, because someone like Catherine Debbie's is seen as far too extreme. And we can see that in the results, in that, you know, she was quite
absolutely
hugely not desired in that community. So now they've moved their tactics, and then they've changed it to, like, it's common sense. This is the right thing to do for fairness and justice. And that's not borne out by reality. It's not borne out by fact.
To anyone who is in a position now where they're questioning this situation, to someone who is less educated, perhaps, on the subject of trans women in sports in particular, what would you say to them right now that they should go and do, what they should, how they can better understand this issue?
Yeah, that's a great question. And that's something that we're looking to, you know, instill those kind of resources and make those resources accessible to people, because, let's be honest, I don't think we're going to be getting that from mainstream media outlets at this point. And as much as we're fighting to do that, it seems increasingly harder and hostile to do so. So first of all, I would say come to us. We can direct you to, you know, appropriate, like, organisations who can talk about it in a really inclusive and understanding way. The approach that we take is a very positive one, to understand how the experience of trans and gender diverse people is not just to help them thrive, but it helps all of us thrive. Mm. You know, the fight for queer rights, it doesn't just stop with one thing. I know you were talking earlier about, you know, getting arrested at Mardi Gras. That fight never ends, does it?
Yep. No, it doesn't.
It's always, you know, and their fight, you know, affects all of us. You know, it's their rights. And you can see it in somewhere like America, which is currently going through its own sort of legislative and social crisis.
To put it mildly,
To put it mildly, and their sort of the rights of trans people directly affects all of us.
And, you know, Evie, I've often said this, there is actually only one definition of equal, and there's only one definition of equality. And those people that, you know, they're entitled to different views, but they should understand the community which we all live in must be and should be based on equality of opportunity and equality, you know, in how we speak to each other. Look, really quickly, in the last minute or so we've got, your upcoming Trans Voices to Parliament campaign, tell us about that.
Yes, so I'm really excited about this. And this is a direct sort of outcome of the kind of conversations we've been having with community members and the kind of, you know, things that we're seeing in the media. So basically we thought, you know, if the rhetoric around trans people around the election made you angry and frustrated, or you've been wondering what to do to progress trans rights yourself and to take part in that and hold politicians to account. We're going to be launching a new trans rights campaign, so we need activist leaders to help us steer it. We've already had a huge response, actually just so wonderful, from both allies as well as trans people. And as activists, they might be expected to organise some events or train other activists, attend some meetings as well and do outreach. We could introduce you to policymakers too. You don't have to have any experience organising or campaigning whatsoever. We just need people to help us to organise and have a passion for trans rights and a bit of spare time. So if you feel like, you know, that this kind of discussion, as it were, is making you feel a bit disempowered at the moment, we have an answer for that, and that is to join us and to help us fight.
Amazing.
Thanks so much, Evie. Thanks for your work and thanks for your time today. Hope you have a lovely weekend.
And thank you so much.
If people wish to find out more about this, just go to the Vic Pride Lobby website or their Twitter or all of that and get in contact. Thanks so much. You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. A message here, but I'm just going to... The last three numerals of that message, 617. I think you need to contact the organisations that deal with these matters. Those questions you have, they're very valid questions. I'd encourage you to deal with the organisations that can inform you better on that. We'll probably talk about it a little more in another show, but that's the quick way to do it. You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. Macca and Dave, stay with us.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.